Your deck is being judged by a brain that is tired, pattern-hungry, and terrified of looking stupid. Most founders pitch as if investors are rational calculators weighing each data point with equal consideration. They aren't. Venture capital decision-making is a cognitive minefield of shortcuts, biases, and social proof loops that operate below the conscious level. The investor who tells you the numbers didn't work is often rationalizing a decision their gut made in the first 47 seconds. DocSend's eye-tracking study of 200-plus venture investors confirmed what experienced founders already know: investors spend an average of 3 minutes and 20 seconds on a deck they pass on. That's less time than it takes to watch a YouTube video. In that window, their brain is not calculating your CAC to LTV ratio. It's running pattern-matching algorithms, scanning for threat signals, and deciding whether saying yes will make them look smart or saying no will make them look less wrong. If you don't understand what's actually happening in their head, you're pitching blind. Related: the complete guide to building a pitch deck that raises capital. Pattern matching. The investor brain is a similarity engine. The single most powerful force in VC decision-making is pattern matching. Every investor carries a mental library of companies that worked, companies that failed, and the specific slide structures, founder behaviors, and market signals that predicted each outcome. When they look at your deck, they are not evaluating you in isolation. They are comparing you to every successful and failed company they have ever seen. Paul Gompers and the research team at Harvard studied over 1,000 VC decisions and found that the most experienced investors relied less on financial modeling and more on pattern recognition than their junior counterparts. The partners who had seen the most deals made faster decisions with less variance. They weren't smarter. They had a bigger library. This is why copying the slide structure of a famous deck like Airbnb's or Buffer's can backfire. When an investor sees a deck that mirrors Airbnb's exactly, their pattern-matching brain fires two signals: I recognize this structure and this founder is copying. The first is positive. The second is a warning. The investors who raised on those decks used similar frameworks, not identical templates. The structure was the same. The story was unmistakably theirs. Pattern matching also explains why investors ask the same questions at every meeting. They are not looking for novel answers. They are looking for answers that match the pattern of founders who succeeded. Why you is a pattern matching question disguised as a curiosity. The investor wants to hear a response that sounds like the founders of companies they wish they had invested in. Related: the problem slide, how to frame the pain. Confidence versus competence, the signal detection problem. Investors are terrible at distinguishing confidence from competence. This is not an opinion. It is a documented cognitive bias called the overconfidence effect, and it cuts both ways. On one side, confident founders raise more money than competent founders who undersell. A 2014 study published in the Journal of Business Venturing found that investor evaluations of founder quality were more strongly correlated with the founder's expressed confidence than with their demonstrated competence. The investors believed they were evaluating skill. They were actually evaluating swagger. On the other side, investors penalize overconfidence when they catch it. The same study found that when investors detected a mismatch between confidence and actual signals of competence, contradictory traction data, evasive answers, projections that defied market logic, they discounted the founder more aggressively than if the founder had been modest from the start. The signal investors are actually looking for is calibrated confidence. This is the founder who states ambitious projections and then immediately names the assumptions those projections depend on. The founder who says we'll be at $10 million ARR in 24 months and then adds assuming we maintain our current 15% month-over-month growth rate and our enterprise pilot conversion stays above 30%. The second half of that sentence is the part that builds trust, because it signals that the founder understands what they don't control. Andy Ratchleff, co-founder of Benchmark Capital, described the distinction better than any study: the best founders are neither arrogant nor humble. They are accurately confident. They know exactly what they know and exactly what they don't know. Related: how the best pitch decks pass the 60-second test. FOMO versus FOLW, the two fears driving every investment decision. Every venture investment is a bet between two competing fears: the fear of missing out on a generational return, and the fear of looking wrong to your partners. The fear of missing out, FOMO, drives investors toward rounds that are already oversubscribed, founders who have other term sheets, and companies that fit the narrative of the current market cycle. It is the emotional force behind herding behavior in venture capital. When Tiger Global was writing checks in 15 days during the 2021 bubble, they were not responding to deeper analysis. They were responding to FOMO amplified by competition. The fear of looking wrong, FOLW, is the stronger force. It governs 90% of partnership dynamics. A partner who passes on a company that fails is invisible. A partner who champions a company that fails is visible. The asymmetry is brutal. This is why VC firms have so many internal hurdles, why diligence processes extend for months, and why the easiest decision for any individual partner is to say no. FOLW creates the haircut that investors apply to every founder projection. The Harvard Business School study on VC decision-making by Gompers, Gornal, Kaplan, and Strebulev found that partners internally discount founder projections by 40-60% before running their own models. If you project $5 million in year 3 revenue, the partner is modeling $2-3 million. If you don't know this and your projections are already aggressive, you are pitching from a hole. The founders who navigate FOLW best do not try to eliminate it. They redirect it. Instead of asking the investor to be the champion who carries the deal through partnership, they create conditions where saying no would feel like a miss. This is why creating competitive tension, even artificial tension, through a structured fundraise timeline is the single most effective fundraising tactic. When an investor knows another firm is deciding, FOLW flips. The fear of looking wrong on the pass becomes stronger than the fear of looking wrong on the bet. Related, pitch deck differences, seed versus Series A. The endowment effect in early stage investing. Investors suffer from a peculiar form of the endowment effect. They overvalue companies they have already invested in. This sounds obvious, but its implications for how you pitch are not. Once an investor writes a check, their perception of the company shifts. Problems that seemed disqualifying during diligence become manageable. Risks that were deal-breakers become minor. This is the same cognitive bias that makes someone value a coffee mug they already own more than an identical mug they don't. It is irrational, universal, and exploitable. The implication for your pitch: investors are more likely to say yes to a smaller check than a larger one, because a smaller commitment triggers less cognitive resistance. Once they are in, their endowment bias works for you. Getting a maybe with a small check is strategically superior to getting a no to a large ask. This is why the most effective asks are framed as entry points. We're looking for $1.5 million. If that's more than your typical check, we'd welcome a $250,000 participation and can syndicate the rest. The investor hears a path to involvement that bypasses their internal FOLW. They get the endowment effect working in your favor without having to fight their own partnership dynamics. Related, how to build a pitch deck that investors actually read. What the data says about what investors actually look at. DocSend's eye-tracking heat maps reveal a brutal reality about how investors distribute attention across a deck. The problem and solution slides capture roughly 2.4 minutes of combined viewing time over two-thirds of the total attention budget. The team slide gets about 75 seconds. The financial projections slide gets about 60 seconds. The appendix gets almost nothing. But here is the counterintuitive finding. Investors who spent more time on a deck were not more likely to invest. The decks that raised money had shorter average viewing times than the decks that didn't. Investors who already liked what they saw scanned faster. Investors who were confused or skeptical spent more time trying to understand. Bluntly, if the investor is spending more than 3 minutes on your deck, you are probably losing. This tracks with the Gompers research on VC decision-making speed. More experienced partners made faster decisions. Slower decisions correlated with lower conviction. Time spent is not a measure of interest. It is a measure of confusion. Related, the most common pitch deck mistakes, and how to fix them. The framing bias that kills most decks. The single most destructive cognitive error founders make when pitching is framing their company as a solution in search of a problem. Every deck that leads with the product before the problem triggers an investor's framing bias in the worst possible way. When you lead with the solution, the investor's brain switches into evaluation mode. They start looking for flaws. They compare your feature set to existing solutions. They think about why this might not work. This is the default response to any pitch that starts with "We built X." When you lead with the problem, the investor's brain switches into collaboration mode. They start thinking about who has this problem. They recall conversations with founders in adjacent spaces. They contribute to the narrative rather than deconstructing it. This is why every great pitch deck opens with the problem slide, not the solution. The DocSend data confirms this structurally. Decks that led with the problem had higher conversion rates to follow-up meetings than decks that led with the solution or the market. The difference was not marginal. Decks in the top quartile of problem slide quality were 40% more likely to get a meeting than those in the bottom quartile. Related, pitch deck storytelling, building the narrative arc. What to do with all this? Understanding investor psychology without changing your behavior is intellectual entertainment. Here is what to actually do. First, structure your pitch around the problem, not the product. Every slide should be traceable back to the problem statement. If a slide doesn't connect, cut it. Second, calibrate your confidence. State your ambitious goal and immediately bracket it with the assumptions required to get there. This signals competence without triggering the overconfidence penalty. Third, acknowledge the haircut. If your projections show $5 million in year 3, address it directly. We know investors typically discount projections by 40 to 60%. These numbers assume we maintain our current growth trajectory without any acceleration from enterprise sales. The actual path could be faster or slower depending on how quickly our enterprise pilots convert. Fourth, create conditions for FOMO to override FOLW. Structure your fundraise with a clear timeline. Let interested investors know other parties are evaluating. The goal is not to pressure anyone. The goal is to make the cost of delay visible. Fifth, track your deck's actual viewing time. If investors are spending more than 4 minutes on your deck and not asking for a meeting, your narrative is confusing them. Shorten it. Tighten it. Get to the problem faster. The investor brain is not your enemy. It is a pattern-matching machine with specific inputs that trigger positive responses. Learn the inputs, structure your signal, and stop assuming they are evaluating you the way you think they are. They are not. Data sources. DocSends. We analyzed 200 pitch decks eye-tracking study. Gompers, Gornal, Kaplan and Strebulev's How Venture Capitalists Make Decisions, HBS, 2020. Gompers and Lerner's Research on VC Decision-Making Speed, HBSNBER. Journal of Business Venturing Study on Founder Confidence versus Competence Evaluations, 2014, Andy Ratchleff, co-founder of Benchmark Capital, on Founder Confidence Calibration. Ready to see how investors would really evaluate your deck? Upload it to Bullpen for a free AI-powered assessment across 7 investor categories, including narrative clarity, market positioning, and founder market fit.